Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. Suddenly an angel of the Lord stood before them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord, and this will be a sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praying with God and saying, "Glory God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men."
Take your hymnal, turn to 249. Stand together, let's worship as we sing, "O Come All Ye Faithful," all three verses. 249.
Today is the first Sunday in Advent, and every year we light candles as we prepare for the coming of Christ. More and more candles, more and more light as we watch and wait for Jesus, the light of the world.
God of promise, come into our darkness. Renew your hope in us, for you alone bring life out of death.
Receive God's promise of hope from Psalm 33. The eyes of the Lord are on those who fear him, on those whose hope is in his unfailing love, to deliver them from death and keep them alive in famine.
We wait in hope for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. In him our hearts rejoice, for we trust in his holy name. May your unfailing love rest upon us, O Lord, even as we put our hope in you. Today we are lighting the candle of hope.
Look in your bulletin, stand together, let's read the call to worship. Today we come together to prepare for the birthday of a king. We renew this special and holy season of Advent, the season of going toward new hope and eternal life through the birth of Christ.
Let us clear our minds and open our hearts to the coming of the Lord.
Let us also honor his birth by adorning our church for the coming of our King.
Let our songs and symbols represent our personal reunification to God and the manifestation of his love.
For all so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish but have eternal life.
You may be seated.
Every year, four Sundays before Christmas, we come together as a church to decorate our place of worship. It's not just a show or a performance to impress. We come together as a family to celebrate the coming of Jesus. We hope that you will join in as we joyfully decorate this house of worship. As we sing hymns and carols and hear words of praise and worship, we hope you join in and enjoy seeing our place of worship transformed.
Of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. The thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, oh, and his gospel is peace. Chains shall he break, for the slave is a brother, and in his name all oppression shall cease. Sweet hymns of joy in grateful chorus raise we, let all within us praise his holy name. Christ is Lord. Oh, praise his name forever. His glory evermore proclaim.
Stand together as we sing together. Deck the halls. The words are in your bulletin down on the bottom of the first page. Deck the halls. You'll need your hymn book for this one. Turn to 277. We're going to sing the Mark verses, 277. Hark the herald angels sing, all three verses.
God and the sin, the flick and the slide.
278. The first, third, and fourth verse. Angels we have heard on high. Angels we have read responsibly the litany of praise. What is the meaning of the Christmas celebration for which we prepare our sanctuary and ourselves?
It is our joyful celebration of God's coming into the world to love us, to teach us,
so let us raise our voices in adoration of Christ, the bread of life.
For Christ is coming, we are fed and filled with the abundant manna of eternal life.
So let us lift our hearts in praise of Christ, the living water.
For by his coming, our sins are washed away, and our deepest thirst is quenched.
So let us rejoice and be glad in Christ, the light of our world.
For by his coming, darkness has been scattered, and our faces shine in the brightness of salvation.
So let us kneel in worship to Christ the Messiah.
For by his coming, we have been anointed with the Holy Spirit, who comforts and keeps us in our own
always.
Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Amen.
You may be seated.
Dear Lord, thank you so much for this time of year. We all look forward to it for many reasons. For all the toys, the gifts, the family coming together. But it's the birth of your son that is the reason for the season. Let us all remember that today and throughout this holy season. Now let us give back to you a portion of that which you have blessed us with. And you bless us all year, Lord, to make this day special. Amen. Amen.
And now we each light our Christmas candles as symbols of the warmth and tenderness and brightness of the love of God. Let us light the candle. Let us feel the warmth. Let us see the glow. Let us fill our place of worship with the light of God's love and the excitement of Christmas.
Stand, take your hymn book, turn to 270, Joy to the World. Mark verses 1, 2, and 4.
Thank you.
section, a few announcements. They're listed and inserted in the bulletin, but for the month of November, we've been collecting food for the inner church outreach. It's an excellent way to serve those who are in need in our communities. So if you haven't brought anything and you want to, canned goods, all kinds of canned foods, non-perishables, you can bring those and just place them in front of church. Also, some upcoming events on the 10th, the Bill Gray Memorial Hog Cook-Off. And I assume that's going to be at the fire department, correct?
I think so.
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm.
Right.
At the high school? Okay, at the high school. All right. Sunday, December 11th at 11 o'clock, the Children's Christmas Program. We'll be excited about that, so come and be a part of that. And also, Christmas caroling that evening sometime and dinner at Two Dogs afterwards. Also, food is prepared in the building over to my left, and you are all invited. You know who all is?
All.
Oh, everyone. Now, some of you might say, well, I'm not hungry. That's fine. Come right on over and you watch me eat, okay? We want you all to come and fellowship with us, even if you don't want to eat. Yes. Okay. Envelopes for the children's home to Pam by next Sunday, all right? Does anybody else have anything they want to say? Well, thanks for coming. I tell you, y'all been a good choir today, all right? And I was certainly thankful to all of those that worked so hard for decorating the church and making all this possible, those who have made the meal possible. And it's good to see all of you today. Continue to remember those who have asked interest in our prayers, and certainly always pray for one another and for the work of the Lord. So let's bow our heads. Lord, you've been mighty good to us. And today is just an example of how you bring us together and we begin to share the joy and the love of Christmas. And we thank you for all that you do. We live a life of abundance. And we'll see that together as we gather to eat this meal and share this food. We certainly eat with humble hearts, recognizing that there are many who have nothing to eat. And we are so blessed. We certainly are blessed that you gave Jesus your only son. And that's what the season is all about. Help us to just focus our attention and give our lives to the true meaning of what this season is all about. We pray for one another. Your blessings be upon us all. In the name of Christ our Lord, amen.